Now, a hotel has banned cyclists. Last story of the day in Lycra. This is to stop bulges, apparently, putting people off their breakfast. This is a hotel in New Zealand. Says it wants to be an old-fashioned, family-friendly place. The owner, Mike Saunders, says he's outlawing Lycra as they reveal unsightly bumps and bulges. Have you ever heard anything more ridiculous in all your life? Malachy O'Doherty and Ant Miller.
Good morning.
So they're objecting to the human body now, Malachy.
No, I don't think it's exactly like... Well, I don't know. I mean, there is a difference in cycling attire and the attire of ordinary sportswear, you know, like just shorts. If you're playing football and you're wearing shorts, you do wear underpants under them, don't you? I mean, if you're out jogging in the roads, you wear underpants. The proper cyclist doesn't wear underpants, you see.
Oh, really?
This is a consideration. But what they do wear is these Lycra shorts, which are padded, you know, to cushion them against the saddle.
Yes.
And it's padded. I mean, from the...
But they're not padded at the front. The bump that they're objecting to here is at the front.
Well, the padding comes round from the back to the front. It's shown at both sides. You know, so you don't get... You know that lunchbox effect that you get with men running in a race? You know, you don't get that with a cyclist because you've got that kind of nappy type thing. And that's what it, that's where it looks kind of off-putting, is in that it looks almost... like a full nappy, you know, especially the cyclist's been cycling 50 miles
yes.
and then they come off their bike and they're walking into a restaurant, you know. This has all begun to sag, you know. So if you imagine like a child with a full nappy. The other thing is that a cyclist, you know, will be wearing these shoes with cleats on them, so you tend to waddle in them a bit. So you know, there's this kind of myth, that, you know, that the cyclist wears Lycra to look elegant and to look smart and look sporty. Mm. They look nothing like it. I mean, it is an off-putting sight. It's a disgusting sight in some ways.
Ann Miller?
Oh, my gasp is flabbergasted. honest to goodness, Lycra is not somewhere that should ever go across the front door. And the thing is, if you've seen these ones now, they're running about. It's not just the shorts, it's men in leggings and whatnot. Very, 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 very sore on the eyes. Not a good look at all. But they've always got these wee chicken legs. Have you ever noticed? They've always got these wee chicken tiny legs. And then there's, I'm trying to find an early morning wear Senna, a massive bump.
It's just, I don't believe I'm having this conversation.
It's wrong.
But you see,
you start saying that. You know the interesting part of this conversation is? You start saying this about a man. In other words, a man's anatomy. He, you know, if he's wearing tight clothes, there's something wrong about it. You wouldn't say that, would you? About a woman's breasts, for example, if she had tight clothes on, it would just be territory that you wouldn't dare to get into. There would be no hotel anywhere in the world banning that. But now, all of a sudden, you can ban a man's bump.
Well, you see, I would, you know, actually, and I mean, you've heard me giving off before about women that's got too much hanging out, you know, like, you know, but these cycling shorts, men are using them kind of like the way women use the Wonder Bra,
yeah.
You know, they're all running about and it's push up and push.
Well, Vinny comes in here after the gym and these kind of, they're kind of these goddess green ones, you know, the green ones that green goddess used to wear on GMTV.
Your God, Division's the Incredible Hulk.
Well, I mean, I suppose that there's been a kind of a style in jeans, you know, which is about accentuating the male, the crotch. You know, it is, and you've seen this in, I remember an album cover by, I think it was Lou Reed, you know, where the thing had been exaggerated. And that is a different thing. That is about, you know, appearance. That's about look. There are women who will wear particular clothing to accentuate form and shape, and there are men who will do the same thing. But that is not what a cyclist is doing. A cyclist is wearing padded shorts to improve his or her comfort on a bicycle. You know, because if you look at a road bike, you look at the saddle, and it's almost like a blade on some of these
bikes. Enough crotch talk for today. Thank you, Malachy. Thank you, Anna.